Yo! Hey, today's show is brought to you by Mack Weldon. For 20% off your order, visit MackWeldon.com and use promo code MONSTER. Also, go to that website to find out what Mack Weldon is.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning. State their business, then vanish as quickly as they appear.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Not that I believe in it, but I could see that. But these guys are dumb.
Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
We'll just talk about it.
Yeah, God, we should probably just talk it out.
Knife table's back, baby.
I love the fact that you've just got a piece of furniture with wounds.
Oh, man. It's the knife table.
This is like...
Feels good. You've employed the knife table.
Absolutely.
To exercise. It's made its way into the act this run. The run I just got off.
Oh, really?
Got a knife table bit.
Nice. This is like what, like 8-year-old Dave, like...
Yeah.
Like, Dave, what's your apartment going to be like? Well, first of all, I'm not sure if I'm going to have an apartment. But if I did, I'd probably have a table where I could stab it with a knife.
My knee-jerk reaction is like, and that's why you don't have an apartment. But I have a table that I stab with.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
one day, man. If I, you know, I don't know. Comedy gets a little better. I'm going to have a table I can stab with a knife.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
We're talking about comedy here. Yeah. We know how that works.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I went on a 14-mile bike ride, and at the beginning of the bike ride, I rode past a woman who was walking her dog. She's like, "Do you hear that screaming?" It was probably 9 a.m.
Really?
It's like, "Do you hear screaming?" I'm like, "No, I don't hear screaming." It's like, "Oh, there's some guys that live in these woods. You're crazy."
Where was this?
This was right above Jet Propulsion Labs.
Okay.
Shout out to my buddy Colin, who's a listener and a pal now, because we go on bike rides. And this woman stopped us both, and I'm riding away. I'm like, all right, I guess we're talking about that one tonight.
Wow.
It's in Altadena, and it's right by, you go right past Jet Propulsion Labs to get on this trail. Jet Propulsion Labs, founded by Jack Parsons, who we've talked about before,
mm-hmm.
and deserves more research. Guy who invented one of the reasons for rocket science, actual rocket scientist,
mm-hmm.
and huge occultist, and hung out with L. Ron Hubbard back in the day. And
yeah.
We talked about that some.
Yeah, we should dive deeper into that, because that's an interesting topic. And
we could say that about every topic.
Well,
this whole
true.
Show yeah. has been us
shallow waters.
Forgetting we have a book report due. Today included. Today
oh, yeah.
included.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the charm of it.
Yeah. You fake your way through a book report to me.
Yeah.
And then I still, B plus. You know what, Dave? B plus. You're gonna pass. You're going to stay. You're gonna stay on a football team, Dave. Oh, man.
Thanks, Teach.
No, shit. This is the Boogie Monster.
Yeah.
Oh, just mimicking the fans' response also. And I had to check the levels. They're low.
Oh, yeah.
The energy level's low.
Now batting center fielder,
Dave.
Otis Nixon.
Is that a real guy?
Yeah.
Otis is a solid handle.
Yeah, I like Otis.
Otis. If you had a kid, what would you name your kid?
I never even thought that far ahead. I'm not going to have kids.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably.
I don't want to make more van jokes.
Yeah.
But they're always right there.
I don't think legally I'm allowed to have a kid right now.
Thought that far ahead. No shit. All right. What would you name a dog that you love like a kid?
Oh, man. I was thinking about this the other day. You know what would be a great name for a dog? Doofus.
Doofus?
That's my dog, Doofus.
I'd name that foster dog Chooch.
Chooch?
Yeah.
That's a good name.
That was that foster dog I had for a minute.
That little chihuahua?
Yeah, that little, like, black asshole.
Yeah.
That dog was awful. That hurt my heart real bad.
I could tell, man. That's back when you had a real severe case of puppy fever.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to do it. And it was on a whim.
And it was funny. Rachel and I were first dating. Didn't know how deathly allergic she was to dogs. I'm like, I'm going to just hang on to it. Even though I was leaving. Like, I'm like, I have to leave on vacation. And
yeah.
Vacation. I had to leave for tour in like 10 days anyways. I'm like, let me see if I can do this for 10 days. Mm. And that thing just, it would just pee on everything. It was like a little, it was all black, kind of Chihuahua Pomeranian thing.
Uh-huh.
That was a real dick
to
everybody except me, which I was like, yeah.
He was nice. Cool to you?
Good quality.
That's nice.
And
we're going to solve mysteries.
Oh, man. That thing was such a little asshole.
Oh, man.
Old Chucharino.
I'd love to have a dog. I stalked a coyote the other night. I'm still...
What are you going to do to it?
I have this fantasy of stalking and capturing a coyote and then breaking it like a wild stallion. Not physically brave, but you know, like taming it, and then now it's just my dog.
Baskets episode. That would kill me the whole time. It's like the stray dog I found, and it's just howling in her apartment.
But I think if I could just hold it down, keep it in a headlock for a couple hours, you know, not hurt it, but just let him, you know, kind of exert my dominance over it, and let him know who's in charge, and then now I got a little pet coyote, that rides shotgun in the van.
I feel that...
come here, doofus.
I feel that you're going to get rabies sooner than any of us think.
Hmm.
I mean, we all probably thought eventually.
Yeah.
And it might be, I'd say, by Thanksgiving.
I've gotten to the point now, like in the van, I've been in the van so long, like I don't even swat gnats and ants away. I just... Like a,
why don't you just get a van dog?
Third world villager.
Just let him land on your eyeball.
It's like, why fight it?
I'll be the UN and I'll just come by. I won't airdrop stuff, but I'll just throw like a one box of Uncle Ben's into your window every 6 weeks and be like, make it work.
Oh, man. But yeah, I got real close to a coyote the other night. Like
I went close to one this morning. It was just out in the back here.
But like I was literally like not full on running chasing it, but like I was kind of power walking chasing it around the reservoir.
Yeah.
And like he kept looking back at me like, what the fuck's this idiot doing?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, come here.
He listens to the podcast. Yeah. He knows that's that son of a bitch that wants to headlock us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, best of luck.
Yeah.
Best of luck on that.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on with me, Kyle.
All right. I don't like solid, like, maybe it's because when you say it, like, I like reggae names. Not reggae names, but like when you hear them pronounced and it's like a reggae, like Declan.
Huh.
Declan's a good name.
Winston.
That's a good name.
Would you would have to put that accent on it every time you hollered for him?
Oh, if you named your kids something so ethnic that you could only say accent.
I mean, I'm not trying to be racial or racist, but it would be funny to have a dog with like a uber ethnic name. Like, this is my dog, Quantavious. And I'm not making fun of those because I'm not even going to say what race, but some people have very elaborate, colorful names, and that's fine.
I
think it's much better than Chad or Brad. You know, I knew a guy named Quantavious. I knew you know guys like that. And like, what if you had a dog?
I wanted
to Brickashaw.
I wanted to get like a little Chihuahua and call it Honcho.
Honcho, that's a good one.
Head Honcho.
Yeah, I like that.
Just Honcho for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Double H. You know, he would know all his own nicknames.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Supposed to be named Bruno.
No
I'm
way.
I'm pissed that I'm not.
You were supposed to be named Bruno?
Bruno is my grandfather's name.
Wow. Now that's a cool name.
I know.
Bruno Canane.
I know. Yeah. Fucking Bruno.
Instead you get Kyle.
No shit. Yeah. Kyle sucks.
Kyle does suck.
Kyle sucks.
No, you got the cool alliteration going.
Ugh, Kyle Canane.
But not just the alliteration, but like the, what's the, it's, you know, it's.
No, that's alliteration.
Alliteration, but also you got the KK. Like you could have alliteration. You could be Chris Canane with a C, but you're also, you know, the spelling alliteration. I like.
My middle name's Christian.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it with a K?
That was my dad's big joke. He's like, I thought it would have been hilarious. I wanted to do it. No, I was supposed to be named Bruno, and my mom wouldn't name it. She's like, you can't call a baby Bruno. I'm like, did you not think I was going to survive?
Bruno Kirby, the actor who just recently died.
Yeah, Bruno Kirby.
I wonder if that was his real
Very name. Funny in Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah.
And the Harry Met Sally's.
Yeah, and a sex offender in Basketball Diaries.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Bruno, how many other Brunos are out there?
It's Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. I like Bruno Mars.
Yeah, you do.
Did we cover that already?
Yes.
Every time I Shazam something, it's Bruno Mars?
Yeah. What's not to like?
It's a whole package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway. How did we get here again? How did we get back to Bruno Mars?
I don't know. Can I tell you about this omelet I made the other day?
All right, now you're going to talk about an omelet that's not the recipe yet.
No, it's not the recipe. This is just a recreational omelet.
Rec-om.
Yeah. Dude, best omelet I ever had in my life.
All right.
All right.
That was the last omelet you were like, that was the best. Well, I think.
It shows that I'm getting better and better. I'm not resting on my laurels.
I just got back on the road. People want to know where you're making this food.
Friends' houses.
Okay.
I got a lady friend now. I guess you could even call her. My girlfriend.
That's bigger news than the fucking omelet.
Yeah. Who says you got to be good looking, in shape, or even live indoors to have a nice lady in this town?
Most of society.
Yeah, not me.
Most of proper
Breaking
society.
The rules. Breaking the rules,
well,
baby.
Good for you.
Yes, so sweet gal.
You made a nice breakfast for the two of you?
I did. Okay, you want me to tell you what I did? I'm very excited about this. All right. The day before... I stumbled across some Popeye's chicken. I was driving by. They're having a sale.
Because that could mean literally in your world.
I come home with food the way like...
over a box.
Like other people like shopping. Like, it was on sale. I know I got enough shoes, but they were on sale. I was driving by.
Make a project with it later.
9 pieces for $13 at Popeye's right now. It's a good deal.
What pieces?
Mixed pieces. And there's a whole other story with that I won't get into today. When I was trying to get them all dark meat, and they were like, no. And I'm like, you realize the white meat is more expensive, and I'm trying to just get all – I'm doing you a favor. Really? And then, no, it's someone just not thinking.
They got to balance out the pieces.
I don't even think it was that. They were just, no, Bob said, can't do that. It's like, well, I bet Mr. Popeye would entertain this proposition if he knew I wanted to get the cheaper pieces of chicken for the same price.
When you fry a chicken, how many pieces does it break down to?
8. 10 if you want to separate the wing, like from but you typically.
So what is it? Let me try and guess. Two breasts, 2 thighs, 2 legs, 2 wings.
There you go.
And that's a full wing. That's the drummy and the little flapper. Mm-hmm. You break that down. It's 10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't as hard as I thought.
Yeah. No, it's not. No,
maybe there's a whole part of the chicken I was missing.
I mean, there's they get that whole center carcass part that you can kind of. Get stuff out of, but typically
you can vulture it.
Yeah, commercial chicken is 8 pieces.
Yeah, but all right, I'm sorry. So you got some
Popeyes, and I got the Cajun gravy. When you go to Popeyes, you got to get the Cajun gravy.
All right,
it's just regular kind of cheap brown gravy, but they put some Cajun spices in there, and it's real good. So I got that earlier in the day, and then I was watching some football later on.
Oh yeah, football season,
and I whipped up some pimento cheese. All right.
All big fans of that.
Oh, my God. And that's even gotten better, by the way. I've made some adjustments to my pimento cheese recipe.
Really?
Talk about that later. Right. Maybe even on an episode of Dave's Kitchen. We'll get to that. So, anyway.
That's no joke, the
pimento cheese. Oh, so good. So, anyway, this was on Saturday. All right. I had some Popeye's chicken. Had some pimento cheese. Sunday morning, it's omelet time. All right. Whip up the omelet. By the way, got a new little trick with my omelets. Throw a little mayonnaise in with the eggs while you're beating them. Just a little squirt of mayonnaise. I know it sounds weird.
You're the one who said dairy, and I was putting ranch dressing in there.
That's different. That's just processed. Yeah,
But I do what you say, and then it goes bad for me. Put a little dairy, ranch dressing. Not that.
Ranch has already got too many flavor components built in that it's going to alter your egg.
All right, mayo.
Anyway, mayo in the scrambled eggs.
I never fought off mayo.
All right, I whipped up the eggs, omelet style, threw them in the pan, and... I took a piece of Popeye's chicken, the breast, which I don't like. Not a fan of the breast. Really? Don't like the breast. Fuck white meat. We've talked about this.
I mean, it'd still be made well.
Yes, but I would always opt for a thigh over a breast.
I had a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. Sorry to interject here, but like the consistency of it, I think it's like that thing they were talking about KFC before. Like it's just pods of chicken meat. It was too uniform.
Yeah.
It was creepy.
Yeah.
Like
no good.
Like it was too perfectly like.
It was like a nugget.
Synthetic chicken. Like it still pulled apart. Like it was pieces of muscle or whatever.
Yeah.
But off-puttingly consistent.
Just like damn Subway's old chicken bullshit with the fake grill marks on it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Next time you're in Subway, take a look at the chicken. Ugh.
I mean, if it's a patty, I get what goes into making a patty. But this is supposed to be like a piece of continuous, like actual chicken meat. That like get throw a bone in there. Yeah. Surprise me with a tendon.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, long story short, I'm dragging this out. But made an omelet, took a chicken breast from Popeyes, chopped it up into about 10 pieces, threw the eggs in the pan, let it omelify a little bit. And sorry, I got to make an adjustment on the mic here.
I'm sorry, I realized you were hunched over there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
This
here.
Goes up too.
Yeah, I think I'm good right now.
I've only been doing it for a year.
Yeah. All right, so I got the omelet going. I throw in the chicken pieces. Mm-hmm. Then I take a big scoop of the pimento cheese, and much like if you ever see a master pizza maker use the ricotta, where they'll kind of pinch it off and put like ten little pieces all over the pizza. I took a big spoonful with my left hand, and with my right thumb and forefinger, I was taking little pinches and blopping
consistency
glopping some pimento cheese in there. So I got the fried chicken pieces. I got the pimento cheese. I let that omelet sit there for a while, let it cook on the bottom, fold it over, do what I do with the omelet. And at the end, I took that Cajun gravy and topped it with the Cajun gravy. So we had a fried chicken, pimento cheese, Cajun gravy, omelet. In it, it was amazing.
That seems like it's beyond an omelet.
Yeah.
I do feel a little bit disrespectful eating chicken with eggs.
Yeah, I know. It does seem weird.
There's a it's Chris Furman. Goddamn. The other half of Hard and Firm. Chris Hardwick and Mike Furman.
Mm-hmm.
He had real funny one-liner jokes. One of his jokes is like, like, I like chilaquiles. It's the chicken with eggs. I like to call it Y tu mama también.
I kind of get it.
It means and your mother too, because you're eating the eggs with the chicken.
Gotcha.
And I heard that joke. I was like, oh, so mad. Like, it's so cool. It's at the bumper. Like when you hear perfect jokes.
Yeah.
Like hole-in-one jokes. Mm-hmm. Like there's no fat on it.
No fat on it. Yeah.
Oh, goddamn. That was so good.
Mm.
That was one of those jokes like, to mama también. Oh.
So yeah, that was my omelet, man. So good. I got a.
I like when fried chicken shows up in other stuff. Like chopped up fried chicken bits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real like even I'll take a chicken finger and dice it up and throw it in some stuff. Yeah. But I really like when like oh no that was a real piece of chicken.
Gus is celebrating like the birthday of their original location, which I did not go to in Memphis. I did not go to the original.
Gus's. Really?
I screwed up. I know. I
did. We talked about that.
I know. But they have like a good, it's some good deal going on over there. If you want to go this week.
Let me tell you a little bit about, I saw that tweet. I follow them. I get all the newsletters.
Oh, wait. Is it because you retweeted it?
Yeah. Oh, that's probably how you saw it.
I'm telling you because you.
Here's a little secret. All right. That's not the anniversary special, that's the every Monday special. They do that every Monday at the Burbank location. Four legs, beans and slaw for $8.50. Get four chicken legs, beans and slaw for $8.50.
All day?
All day. Every Monday.
Whenever something's on special on Monday, I'm like, what is that just not what people eat over the weekend?
Typically, in most restaurants, that is the case. But I don't think that would be the case at Gus's because, like, why just the legs?
Legs. White meat, right?
Dark.
What are the dark? What?
God damn it, Kyle.
Breast is white meat.
Breast and wing is your white meat. Leg and thigh is your dark meat.
Leg and thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
It's like you don't even listen to when I speak.
It's never been made clear to me. It's never been made clear to me.
Yeah.
About what's what on the bird.
We've gone over this.
Really?
I've drawn pictures. All right, there's been pie charts.
There may have been. All right, that's on me. I failed as a student for these things.
It's okay.
Oh man, Dave.
Hey Kyle,
what underpants you got on?
You know what? I got on some new britches.
What kind? Britches.
Britches.
Britches get stitches.
Yeah.
Well, that's a true statement.
Uh huh.
Because it's clothing.
That's true. When I say I mean underwear. My unmentionable. These aren't unmentionables.
Your delicates? They're mentionable.
They're very mentionable.
Why would you want to mention them?
Oh, man. I got some new Mack Weldon boxer briefs.
Oh, man. So did I.
It's so nice to have underwear that doesn't have, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on it.
Man, you just said teenage, and I was like, oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
So nice to have underwear without teenage DNA all over it. Anyway, here's another sponsor that will drop us after next week. Mack Weldon. They got nice stuff. I'm wearing.
I've never had nice underwear.
Yeah, really?
Never.
You've ever had new underwear?
I've had new underwear, but it's always like the cheap, like $5 for $10.
You know what? I did that too. I would always do that. Like, I can't imagine when one pair of underpants would be like $20. I'm like, but that's the one thing that's going to be clung to you the whole day.
That's true.
So why wouldn't you want to spend a couple extra bucks?
Yeah, previously my logic was like, well, no one's going to see it. But then it's like, I told you about a new girlfriend. So, you know, maybe invest a little.
Yeah, get something nice.
Mm-hmm.
What did I get? Not the briefs, but the smaller ones.
Smaller than briefs?
The trunks. So they're not, I'm sorry, not the boxer briefs have the legs.
Okay.
And then the briefs are short, but then I got the trunks.
The midway?
Which are like, yeah, some real Magic Mike shit.
Okay.
And they got a little nugget pouch for you.
Nice.
Like a little, yeah.
It's where you put your boys.
Yeah, a little bag to hold your hold your nuggets.
Your boys need a home.
They do need a home.
Yeah. It's very cool, man. And mine are nice. I went with blue. I got like a nice blue.
I got the blue ones too.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the blue.
They had fun colors, but I'm like, I'll just get the package.
Mm-hmm.
The threefer.
Next time I'm going to get the silver underwear. They got a whole line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial. Microbial.
Oh, solid pitch.
Yeah.
Solid pitch.
Antimicrobial. You know what that means, Kyle?
Oh, man. Can I take a guess? It
means they eliminate odor.
Well, I will be the judge of that. I don't think Mack Weldon listens to this podcast. Well, either way, they make socks and shirts. I got the socks. I was wearing the socks today. They're fun. They got fun socks, too.
Oh, fun socks?
Not too crazy, but some fun colors and stripes. I like fun socks.
Okay.
Same with the underpants. Like, when you know you're wearing a little something silly down there, it puts you in a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to have a road rage incident, and then you remember you're wearing, like, Wicked Witch of the East socks and some Fruity Fun underpants. You know? Anyway. Hey, go on over to MackWeldon.com now that you know what they sell and get 20% off using promo code MONSTER, MONSTER, and get some, say it again, Dave, naturally antimicrobial. You got it that time.
Microbial.
Microbials, your crobials. Everybody's got crobials, you know, and they make your ass stink. Anyway, go to MackWeldon.com, get 20% off using promo code MONSTER.
So you're back from the road, buddy.
I'm back. I got to give some shout-outs.
You've been gone for about 2 weeks.
I cruised that 37 parallel, did not see shit.
No?
Mostly was driving during the day, and then I was drunk at night. So maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Started off in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Blue Whale Fest. They knocked out of the park. I was only there for 1 day. There you go. I was only there for 1 day, but I got to do a Sklar Brothers podcast.
Oh, yeah? How are they?
They're great. Those guys are awesome.
Hmm.
And I did that. Then I got to do my show. And it was just a good old gosh dang time over there.
And that was in Tulsa?
That was Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Living on Tulsa time. Shout out to Don Williams, who died.
Is that I played Kane's Ballroom, which is like this legendary venue that I guess has been around since the 20s. It's a big country western dance hall.
Okay.
And all these legends had played there, like a Slightly Stupid. I saw their poster on the wall.
Legends?
Yeah, Slightly Stupid played there.
Slightly Stupid.
Like Sum 41 came through.
Oh, man.
No, it was like they had them all on the walls and stuff, and I realized, like I started making fun of stuff. I'm like, nah, man, this is the heritage of the area. So you watch your ass.
So you did that, then where'd you go? Went to Little Rock?
I went to Little Rock.
Yeah.
And
those guys treat you well?
Yeah. Raj and Chris.
Chris, shout out to my buddy Chris.
Yeah, Raj and Chris worked together to set up the show at Vino's, and that one was dope. and great time in Little Rock. And then I had a day off in Memphis. I had a day off in Memphis. I didn't go to Gus's.
What'd you do? No, what'd you do?
I got drunk. I got real drunk and just fucked off around the city.
That sounds more fun than I spent 4 days in Memphis. I had 4 days off in Memphis.
Yeah.
Several years ago with $14 to my name. And I parked at a Pilot truck stop and didn't leave for 4 days.
That's worth it.
Hung out in the trucker's lounge.
That's terrible.
Watch the NBA finals with a bunch of racist truckers. I do my cardio. I just walk around the thing, you know, for about an hour. Literally, I spent like 96 hours at a truck stop.
Do you ever get to the point where you're broke, where you're like, well, I don't want to do any activity because it'll make me hungry?
Well, yeah, like, it was
I gotta save these calories.
Yeah, I can't afford. Yeah. But anyway, so you got drunk in Memphis. Didn't go to Gus's.
No.
At least you didn't go to Charlie Vargas's Rendezvous, the most overrated rib joint in America.
You know, and Mo Alexander like texted me. He's like, I'll take you to these barbecue places. And I was like, I'm trying to watch. I'm trying to be careful.
That was kind of a dumb move.
I know.
Mo Alexander wants to take you to go eat barbecue. You should probably do it.
I fucked up.
Very funny comic.
I know. Mo's a great dude.
And knows his barbecue. Just has that look in his eye. Like, that dude knows his barbecue.
Yeah, I don't think it was the look in his eye. He's got merch with his silhouette on it. He's a large man. Mo Alexander's a very large man. Yeah, it's the look in his eye.
I was trying to be polite.
But no, he offered. I was like, oh, man, I'm just kind of laying low. I don't even remember what I ate the first day.
Huh.
And that's shameful. It was not a culinary trip.
Yeah.
And then I did the show there, and that one was great. And then from Memphis, I went up to St. Louis. St. Louis is always fucking awesome. And I just missed the fact that their police force keeps murdering black people.
Did you see the footage of some of the protests where they...
I'm not doing it anymore.
They bull-rushed an old lady.
Oh, yeah. That one was unavoidable. Yeah. And no, she was interfering.
Yeah,
she was interfering.
Yeah.
So they knocked her down, beat up people trying to help her.
And then they handcuffed her.
Yeah, of course they did. Yeah. So, St. Louis, you're great. I'm not including your police force in the statement. But that show's always awesome. So, St. Louis.
What venue in St. Louis?
The Ready Room.
Okay.
They're always awesome. Every show was great.
Cool.
Man, I got lucky, but yeah, I got to give
Cleveland. You did Cleveland.
Cleveland, special shout outs to everybody. Kate DeBevick painted it's titled "The Ode to the Learning Annex."
Wow,
the title of this painting. It's me and you sitting on exercise balls, laughing our ass off with a bunch of fun little emblems around the thing. Little
boy,
Boogie Monster portrait.
And bless her heart for not having an accurate representation of my physique.
I know.
I'm looking pretty good there.
Look at you in a white t-shirt. Like, you don't dress according to spillage.
Yeah, I don't own a white t-shirt. Fat guys and white t-shirts don't mix.
That's what I've been making a joke about. Because I got the whole bit about the Klan.
Uh-huh.
They keep their clothes clean.
Yeah.
I added a new thing about hula hooping with a barbecued sauce covered hula hoop. You're going to have to see the act, everybody. That's how it works. But that one's great. Cincinnati, John from Louisville Jerky Company. He's hooked us up before.
John Stevens or Stevenson?
I did better last name.
I met John. Very nice dude. He's the one that brought brought me like 20 bags of that jerky.
He brought more gear and a shirt. Joe came out with a bottle of Jameson and goddamn, and a recipe which I've misplaced here, but we'll get to it on a later one. I think I got it in my backpack in the other room. Les at Al's Bar in Lexington gave me a bottle of Four Roses. He runs a place over there. It was awesome. And I overuse that word, but everybody's so nice. I got to add second shows on these things.
That's awesome.
People come and saying they like the show. They appreciate it. So we're going to have to do a tour. It's going to have to happen.
The people want it, man.
People desire it.
Yeah. I'll pull some strings and get some time off a lift.
You can talk to some of your contacts out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got the live ones coming up. Everybody knows about that.
That's good, man. I'm glad you had a good tour because they're not always like and it, we're both in a weird position as touring comics. Like, I will be forever grateful of any work I ever get.
Yeah.
You know, and it is, in theory, it is so much fun to just, hey, get on the road, doing shows every night, you know, getting paid a little bit of money, meeting some people. And, but, you know, sometimes the harsh reality of like, oh, shit, I'm just beaten down. I'm tired. I've driven 3,000 miles this week, you know. So I'm glad it was a good one for you.
Yeah. Well, and that's also, you know, like sometimes I don't come out after the shows to hang out with people. And I hope it doesn't come off as like being flippant or anything. But so it's like, yeah, I just talked for 2 hours plus tonight. My voice is pretty shredded. I don't have any personality left. Like,
yeah.
I try to do a show where, like, listen, I'm putting it all in.
You leave it on the field.
I'm trying. Like, it sounds silly. You say as a musician that's, like, sweating and jumping all over the place. But also, mentally, as a comic, it's like, no, okay, I did everything that possibly that I could come up with that's entertaining, and I'm tagging jokes different and changing it up here. And then when it's done, it's like, I just want to listen. I just want to observe now. Now I don't want to – I can't do any more interacting. I've done, like – 2 hours of one-sided keeping somebody entertained. I'm pretty wiped out.
Yeah.
And I hope nobody thinks I'm a dick if I didn't come out and hang out for some of the times. Cincinnati, my cousins were there, so we got shithoused. I feel bad and hang out with Tom Dustin, but I was supposed to go to Bobby Mackey's. I was telling him, I'm going to Bobby Mackey's.
Yeah,
I'm
open. You told me you were going.
Drink and look for ghosts at Bobby Mackey's. And I didn't make it over there.
No?
Nah, we started gambling in the basement of some bar.
And you've been there before, Bobby Mackey's.
Bobby Mackey's. That's where you... I went there to look for ghosts.
You and your sister?
Drink. Yeah. I was going to go there and drink and just kick it. Maybe see some drunk ghosts.
Huh.
But so I failed on that. I failed on seeing any UFOs, even though I was on the 37th Parallel, which was the book I just read. Which I think that was the parallel I was on. I'll look at it. I'm pretty sure it was. But everybody... Oh, Dave in St. Louis gave me the book with the big swastika on it about Hitler's occult stuff, which I had to hide right away because you don't really see the title. You just see the swastika. I'm like, well, this is a weird time to have one of those on a book.
Yeah, that
carry around in
public. From a distance, that doesn't look good.
I already look like, you know, you think you can get your hair cut like the alt-right. I don't have a choice. I've been stuck with full Nazi haircut. By God.
Speaking of which, you see that video today?
The video, yeah. The guy getting punched out.
Just clocked.
But you know what? I don't even want to watch that stuff anymore. Because I don't even want to feel good about that. Like, I just want to step away from it. Like, being on the road all day. Like, oh, I can't look at my phone. I get to the hotel. I just want to take a nap. I'm not going to look at news on... there's no TV news worth watching.
No.
You know, I'm not going to put on anything on television that's news. Take a nap, go to the show, and I get to avoid anything that's going on in the world, and it feels good. What happened there? I saw you cock back for a big belch and nothing happened.
No, it was a big yawn.
Big yawn. Yeah. Sorry my story was... sorry my story.
No, it's not you. I'm dragging ass.
Not entertained by me. You know what? Maybe my time off... Maybe I'm backstage right now
because
I just got off the road for a week and Dave's not enthused.
I'm 3 days carb-free and I have no energy.
Really?
It's not you.
Oh, yeah. You're trying to do a thing?
Yeah, it's, you know, I got to do something.
3 days carb-free.
Yeah, I haven't had any carbs in 3 days. I'm drained. No,
damn, that's what Rachel does. Yeah. And I don't...
No energy.
I realize that's all I eat.
Yeah.
Carbs. What you been doing then? What diet? Well, okay, you're not totally in the van now. You got a special lady.
Yeah, but I'm still in the van quite a bit. I don't want to just out of the gate.
Yeah.
Where am I sleeping?
Cool. I'll use this shelf.
Start bringing in a bunch of my shit immediately. No. Yeah, I'm still in the van a lot. No, I've just been eating a lot of salads and just a lot of meat. My little Chinese joint there that I go to, my regular spot there on Hillhurst
Most
and
Felix.
Franklin. Yeah. I finally, after all these years, always get the combo B, the two items, and then they give you the half and half, the rice and the chow mein. I never eat that shit anyway because it's not even good. It's not that I don't want to, but it's just not very good rice or chow mein.
Yeah.
But I like all the entrees. So now I just go, no, I don't want any of that. And just give me the two entrees. And it's like... less than $5.
Yeah.
Get two big old portions of, I'll do like teriyaki chicken and kung pao chicken or something. No rice, no chow mein.
I've been dying for like that, just basic ass Chinese stuff. I ordered some last night. It was okay.
Yeah. That place is good. I mean, it's hole in the wall fast food Chinese.
Keep me alive.
Yeah.
Give a shout out. What are the China Express? Hillhurst and Franklin?
It's one of those where they don't even have a name. It just says Chinese food. I think they do have a name, like... But yeah, it's Hillhurst and Franklin, right next to the pet store, right next to the smoothie shop. But yeah,
if you live in a very specific area of Los Angeles,
that's where I almost punched
the perv. Yeah,
the perv.
Perv that's punch.
Same spot.
Almost that origin of Street Justice Dave came from that Chinese restaurant.
Speaking of Street Justice, I got some traffic justice I need to relay. All right, a while back I wanted to make it a weekly feature, but you shot that down. Granted,
I don't want to get you worked up.
Granted, I didn't run it by you.
Dave's ranty corner.
But I do think, as a public service, occasionally I need to relay some fresh up on some basic traffic etiquette.
Hit them with it.
Okay, one of my pet peeves, and I try to be very conscious of this, is I hate when I or anybody else gets stuck in the middle of an intersection, even if you got the green light, and your instinct is to, okay, I'm going, and then it gets backed up, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm stuck out here, and then the green light turns to red, and now the other directions have a green, and here's your big dumb ass just right in the middle of the intersection.
Yeah.
All right, so I always try to be very aware of that. So today, right near your house, I'm doing that. I have got a green light, but the traffic's backing up, and I'm like, I'm tiptoeing. You know, I'm not quite into the intersection.
Yeah.
And then here comes a guy to my right, you know, going the, I guess that'd be my 90 degrees away. I'm a big proponent also, by the way, of right on red. Always, you know, turn right on red when applicable.
Yeah.
But this guy starts to turn right because he sees me backing off. And then I'm like, nah, dude, fuck, I'm not backing off so you can turn right on red. I'm backing off so I don't get stuck out in the intersection.
I'm confused. Where is he at?
Okay, imagine this is not going to help the listener, but for us, okay. Right? The way you're pointed and the way I'm pointed. All
okay.
Right? I'm going straight, got a green light, but traffic is backed up, and if I were to just keep going, I'd be stuck out in the middle of the intersection.
Okay.
He's where you are, turning right into my direction.
Okay. I see what you
mean. Once he made a right turn, we'd be going in the same direction.
He'd be in front of you.
So, the irony is he even kind of gave me the wave, like, hey, I'm going to go, but thank you. Yeah. And I sped up, like, no, dude. I'm not backing off so you can go. I've got the green light. You're number one in your red light.
Room for yourself.
I'm waiting for room for myself. So I sped up and cut him off, and he gave me this look of like, you asshole. But I'm like, listen, idiot. I'm not pausing so you can go, and you're going to have a green light in about 12 seconds if you just relax.
Yeah.
You know? And plus, I had been through – it was right here near – I don't want to give away, but right near your place. And
probably
like,
over, what, Beechwood and Gower?
Franklin.
Beechwood
and Franklin. Right near UCB. Oh, yeah. And I had been sitting, like, I don't know what's going on over there, but I had sat through this. I was like number four deep for like two cycles. So finally I'm at the front, got the green, I'm tiptoeing through. He tries to do right on red, and I'm like, nope. And I cut him off.
I'm going to upset you there.
Mm-hmm.
If your gamble is to stay back and wait and see if there's room, and his gamble is to go forward and take that spot.
No. No, he has to recognize what's going on. He has to recognize that there's a log jam, and these people aren't pausing so your dumbass can go.
He wouldn't back up traffic if he was going that. I'm saying I don't think it's a legal thing you're upset about. I think it's a courtesy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's a self-awareness.
Read
the terrain.
I dig it. I dig it. But if I saw... I don't know. If I had room, I would only go if I had room to get in there.
Well, here's the thing. Had I not cut him off, had he made his right-hand turn, he would have then been stuck in the intersection, but, you know, kind of catty-cornered.
Yeah.
Like, there was no room to go.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be perpendicular to oncoming traffic. He'd be just scoot around, and people behind him would be like, oh, yeah, it's blocked there. We can't go forward right now.
Yeah, but my point is you got to read the terrain.
I understand your frustration, but I'm seeing both sides.
Because
I've probably been the guy like, if you're not going to take the chance, I'm going to take the chance. Well, there's probably a good sentence about people who take chances.
That's true.
If you want to get the worms.
Yeah.
I don't.
Uh-huh.
Good with
the squeaky wheel. Squeaky wheel gets the worm.
That's how. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the gist of that, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't want to suck my own back, but I definitely I cut him off, and he had this look of how dare you
go suck a back.
Oh.
It's such a gross insult.
I don't want to pat myself on the dick, but I let him know who's in charge.
Telling somebody to go suck a back. Why don't you go suck somebody's back? Because you think it's going to be dick or ass or something, but then you put a benign body part in there. But it's so much more gross.
That is gross.
Yeah.
Backs are gross. That's anyway.
A back sucker. Yeah, I don't like, once in a while, I'll catch a look at mine. All kind of shit going on back there. Mm. All right. Should we talk about something?
I don't know. I mean, I got other shit that's annoying me today, but I can hold off.
You want to vent? I mean, for your own well-being?
I can hold off.
Can you?
Yeah.
What do you got? Give me one more thing.
Trader Joe's is hell on earth. I know you did a great bit about it, but my God. Mm. Trader Joe's in Silver Lake is hell on earth. It's like, what are all you people doing? Anytime I try to go. Anytime. It's just.
You mean driving, parking?
No, just I walk over there because I kind of park in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And just, hey, everybody, meet over at Trader Joe's so we can all get in Dave's way. Everybody just walk slow with your ponytail and your Birkenstocks and just get in his fucking way. It's like I'm convinced that's what's happening over there.
If you want to shop at Trader Joe's, you got to deal with the other people that shop at Trader Joe's.
And it is just, it looks like something out of LA casting. Like it is, it doesn't look like a group of random people. It looks cast.
Yeah.
The one in Silver Lake.
Silver Lake Trader Joe's.
I mean, it looks cast. It looks like they're
the
shooting
Silver Lake 365. It's the most of that area that could possibly be.
It is the most white LA you have ever seen.
Where do the patrons of Little Joy go during the day?
Mm-hmm. But they just, everybody's just in my fucking way. Like, it's insane. And you know what it is? I figured it out.
It's the great deals. And the
but much
samples
like your,
and the-
not to give away your parking lot joke. Are you still doing that, a conspiracy theory?
I mean, it's out there.
Okay. The store itself is smaller. The aisles are smaller.
Yeah.
Everything's smaller.
Cozy.
So it's not cozy. So we're just, you're just in, everybody's in everybody's way. And it's just, I don't want to get too far on identity, right. But like just people up their own asses looking at papayas. It's like, get the fuck out of my way. I'm just trying to get some steak.
People up their own asses looking at papayas.
Oh, just window shopping. Oh, I'm not going to buy. I just came here to look at the peppers and the artisan cheese. Get the fuck out of my way before I push you over.
What were you getting at Trader Joe's?
I go and I just buy. Because I don't have refrigeration, I have to go to the grocery store every day and just buy that day's rations.
Fresh.
I buy one day's worth of rations every day. I go buy a thing, a smoked salmon.
Maybe that's the origin of your frustration, is that you got to go there too often.
I think that is what it is. I will say this. I like Trader Joe's itself.
Yeah,
I just wish everybody else would stay home. Buy your spices. If you can stomach the clientele, the spices.
Plenty of people live around perfectly reasonable Trader Joe's.
The spices are so much cheaper. I'm very excited. I got a whole new thing of smoked paprika for $2.99.
A fan full of paprika.
Yeah, got some paprika. Usually that's about a $6, $7 bottle of spice.
Really?
Yeah, I got it for $2.99. Good cheap spices over Trader Joe's.
Where does paprika come from?
I want to say a pepper. I think it's a ground up certain pepper. I don't know.
I look at spices. I have no idea where they came from.
That's
you see something that, okay, peppercorn, that's a whole, it's not a corn. What's that from?
Man, that's a great question, Kyle.
All right. See, we can try and, you know, ruminate on the origins of extraterrestrial life, but I don't even know where fucking spices come from.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're not the best source for this.
Like filet gumbo powder is one of my favorite spices. That's ground up sassafras. Sassafras. I always get that confused with root beer, which is from sarsaparilla root. But yeah, filet gumbo is ground up sassafras root.
Roots, ground up roots.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck cumin is.
Like a cheese with cumin in it. It's real weird tasting.
I don't know. I think paprika is something in the pepper family, even though it's not spicy at all. So maybe that's not true. Oh boy, you just opened up a whole can of spice here.
There's food. Maybe there's food conspiracies we got to look into.
Hmm. Possibly.
Like how my good friend Clay. I always thought he should have done comedy. It would have been funnier than half the people out there.
I've got old friends like that.
Yeah, he would get furious at Oops All Crunch Berries. He's like, you fucked up. You're admitting a mistake on the box, and it's more than Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Yet you've admitted the error to me right on the box. This is bullshit.
Somehow they had the wherewithal to go get the proper packaging.
Yeah, and we're just gonna go with the mistake and see what happens.
Oh, that's funny.
Like the whole, I mean, I think Hedberg did the joke too, but before I even heard Hedberg, it was clear, like, yeah, Dr. Pepper is just Mr. Pibb, but he went to college.
Oh, shout out to my buddy Andy Sanford's got a great Dr. Pepper joke where he goes, talking about 31 flavors. He's like, no, or not 31, but 13, whatever their thing is. 31's yeah, yeah. But like, he goes, no, I don't think, not 13 flavors, 13 ingredients. He goes, I'm sorry, but some chemical.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, but blank chemical is not an ingredient, not a flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, I really, really fucked up your joke, Andy. Sorry.
I used to love Dr. Pepper. I was drinking at the gas station I worked at, and then my boss came in. She's like, hey, it tastes like perfume. And now I'm like, oh, well, thanks a lot.
I'm a Mr. Pibb guy. It's a little smoother.
You think you could taste test him?
Oh, I absolutely could taste test.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of challenge.
I got a pretty good soda palate.
I think we... You been over to Galco's?
Galco's?
Buddy. This is a real LA-centric episode.
Yeah.
Galco's. It's a whole grocery store, just soda pop.
No.
It's in Highland Park.
No.
Yep. And you can make your own.
Whereabouts in Highland Park?
I mean, that's
like right on the main drag, Figueroa? Or?
Yeah, I don't remember. I've been to it. But every kind of, any soda pop you can remember from your childhood.
Galco's.
Yeah, Galco.
Dude.
And it's a grocery of just pop.
Talk about a guilty pleasure. Like, I know nowadays.
I just gave you adult Six Flags to go to.
You're an idiot if you just drink soda on the regular because it is so bad for you. Nice we
cold,
all know
cold,
that.
Cold today, and it was like, when you if you don't have it every day, like, oh, this is just cancer I need to have in my body. But just
every now and then.
Every once in a while, you're like, what a sweet treat.
Man, I love a good Coca-Cola. Here's a question. What's your favorite preferred delivery system for Coca-Cola? You a can? You a plastic bottle? You a Mexican Coke?
I know Mexican Coke's a big thing. I don't mind a can. You know what I like? When a fountain drink, and this is a term that I learned, the Brix. The Brix is the mixture of syrup and soda water. And if they get that Brix just right, so it's like extra bubbly. Yeah. Because then I got as much ice as I want in it.
Yes.
And I can get the Brix right, and I'll do Coke. I'll splash it with something else.
Yeah.
I'll throw a Sprite in there just because I think it's bubblier.
Oh, man.
I love a fountain. I rarely am I at a fountain getting one ingredient.
You know who's got a good fountain? McDonald's. McDonald's Coke tastes different than anybody else's Coke. They're doing something to it.
They got the bricks right.
They're
got
doing
somebody
something.
Coming in there. Mm-hmm. Somebody from HQ getting the right amount. They're counting the bubbles.
Oh man,
they're counting the bubbles in that Coke.
Did you ever mess with the suicides when you were a kid?
All the time.
Oh, that was all the time. You like the concept that you're talking about, like having access to that free reign of that as a child. Like, oh, I get to, oh, shit.
Also, 9 years old, you still know suicide means taking your own life. Mm-hmm. This is the closest I'll come. Is having root beer with Mountain Dew in it.
Yeah. Man.
I might be killing myself right now.
When I was a child, I played soccer every fall and every spring. I was a big soccer guy from like 5 to about 12. And, I was on this one team for many years in a row, the A team. We were called the A team, Woodstock, Georgia. And every game, win or lose, our coach would take the whole team to Burger King. Now, when you're fat, little, dirty 8-year-old boy, Burger King might as well be Ruth's Chris.
I went to Burger King last week. I love a Whopper.
Yeah. So we'd always go to Burger King, and all the other parents would come too, and they probably. You know, would throw him money, but like in our eyes, like coach is buying us all Burger King.
Yeah.
And we'd get like one or two cheeseburgers and a cup. Mm-hmm. And they had the big, like probably 10 or 12 deep on the fountain.
Yeah.
And just chink, 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 chink.
Oh,
just suicide all day. And oh boy, there was nothing better.
Shit around there.
Nothing better.
You know where I would do it? Fuddruckers.
Ooh. I like Fuddruckers.
I need to revisit a Fuddruckers because I remember it being like, oh, I get to dress it how I want.
It's solid.
Is it?
It's solid.
Do we need to make a trip?
It is solid. I know we're rambling. I went to Umami Burger again
the
other day.
We might not even get to a thing.
I went to Umami Burger the other day, who I previously have championed. It was shit.
Really?
I would have given anything to been at Fuddruckers that night.
would have given anything to be in that Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers in the era of trendy burgers. It's not trendy. It's not hard, but it is solid. It's a solid burger. The bun is on point. Big old fluffy bakery fresh.
That's all
bun.
I got to worry about is cooking a burger and the bun, and then you're on your own.
They got the cheddar cheese sauce in the pump.
Yep.
They got They got a variety of pickles.
I can get them raw onions. Put raw onions straight on.
Get
out
of
town. Raw onions to the dome,
dude. We should go to Fuddruckers.
Go to Fuddruckers tomorrow.
They got the quarter pound, the third pound, the half pound, and the full pound.
They got a pound burger?
They got a 1 pound burger, Kyle.
That's excessive.
I'll take it down.
You ever eaten a 1 pound burger?
I don't think I have, but...
Think about McDonald's. A quarter pounder is like, that's the big burger. Mm-hmm. Four of those. Yeah. I don't even like the quarter pounder. McDonald's meat is only good when it's flat as fuck. Like, you give me anything past Whopper or a Big Mac patty thickness, I'm like, this is clearly a weird thing.
Yeah, it's the worst hamburger meat on the market. You want a bunch of it?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Shred that lettuce, put that sauce on there, throw another piece of bread in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I'll eat a Big Mac. I love Big Mac.
Dude, Fuddruckers, man.
Why was Umami shit?
I have been a fan of Umami ever since I moved here.
Yeah, they're overpriced.
It's overpriced.
Tasty. It's tasty.
But I've always defended them. I $13.50 for my Hatch burger.
Yeah.
Which is maybe it's if a quarter pound,
it's
maybe less.
It's sides for that price.
And they were just off their game. And it was dinner time and nobody was in there. I think
Where?
They're slipping.
Los Feliz?
Yep. Los Feliz. I was like, the whole restaurant, 6 p.m., there was like three people in there. And it was just, I mean, it was okay, but it was, before it was like, yeah, this is worth 13 bucks. Fuck you.
Well, because now this everybody was else like, is coming in on it. Everybody else, what's the new thing now? Is it fried chicken's going through its renaissance, or maybe is it past?
No, I mean, Nashville hot chicken's the thing here, you know, with Hal and Ray's, and I was there last week.
Still haven't done Hal and Ray's.
Yeah. So, that's where we need to go.
What's the new?
You know what I was thinking about?
What if it's chili?
Well, we talked about that on the show?
King Chili.
It's my thing off the air. I'm going through, but I'm going to start a chili empire. I really am. I'm going to do it. So I just need to borrow some money from you.
All right.
But
I mean, I believe in the product. This is the shittiest Shark Tank ever. Taste this chili. It's great. I need $60. You know what? I think I'm going to go. I want to buy 80% of the profits.
I need investors just to get the business license.
What's your overhead? I'm going to need spoons.
Business license, $212. I'm going to need that up front.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go. Me and Mark Cuban are going to split it. He's going to cover the $4 million. I'm going to come in with about $200.
My other side gig I want to start doing, I want people to pay me to wait in line for them at Hal and Ray's. I'll do that. I got time.
Have you ever thought about handing business cards out at Hal and Ray's?
For another?
No, just for that. Like, next time you're coming, let me know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Postmates, but just for lines.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to do that. I waited in line 2 hours at Hal and Ray's.
God damn, I can't. There's no way it's going to be that great.
And by the way, let me air some dirty laundry. James Fritz, who's one of my great pals, I texted him twice that day and was like, I'm standing in line for you.
Yeah.
Just show up at 1 and you don't even have to stand in line. Didn't even respond to my fucking text.
He's a fucking mess.
Jeez, James. I know he listens to the show. You were out of town. No, I would have definitely. But like, I was texting a few friends like, I'll wait in line for you. Just look, it's 10:30. Show up at 1 and
that'd
we'll
be funny. Like now mass or just you go on Twitter like, I'll let you cut in line $20.
I've thought about doing that before. Like, where I'll be in the area, but I don't have 2 hours. I've thought about just going to the front of the line and be like, dude, here's $20. Let me slide in.
I'm sure somebody's done that in the past.
Yeah. I don't think they're not regulating that. So that could be
my
other side.
It's still good. It's after 2 hours.
Yeah, dude. It's that good. I know it sounds ridiculous, but you just
When do they open?
They open at 11. They close at 4. There you go. And I got there at 10:30, and I was eating at 12:30.
Is this like
me and my buddy
like
Jacob?
Cheap trick tickets in 78.
Yeah, it's worth it though. Best chicken sandwich by far I've ever had. Best chicken sandwich. It's insane.
Do people like, is the line is like party? People hang out? Is it like whatchamacallit? Barbecue?
In Franklin. Yeah. It's not that festive because I've never been to Franklin, but I've seen all their stuff. Like, they're outdoors. People are bringing lawn chairs and footballs and coolers of beer. This is inside a little mall, kind of an indoor outdoor mall in Chinatown. So
what
it's
day
just,
was it that you went?
Saturday. That's the real busy
day.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I've been.
Maybe during a week.
Yeah. They're closed Sunday, Monday, and I think Tuesday. Yeah. They're closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But yeah, I've been on a Wednesday, and it's still. I mean, it's just. And I follow them on Twitter, and people are always like. They've got somebody who's really quick on their Twitter account, and people are always like, hey, what's the wait right now? 2.5 hours.
They got their social meds and.
Yeah.
Where's all this chicken coming from? Oh,
it's good stuff.
Where's that chicken farm?
What do you mean?
I'm thinking about how many chickens are just getting chucked out. Do they serve anything else?
No.
Hilarious to wait that long and just be like, I just want coleslaw. What the fuck?
I made the joke that I waited in line just to get lemonade.
Just looking at the menu. I'll have.
Just get a side of pickles.
No. What? It's been 50 minutes.
Oh, really?
What do you want to talk about?
Just wrap it up.
What do you want? Let's cover our topic real quick.
I've been intrigued lately. I've been fascinated with the concept. I've always loved dinosaurs. Were you a big dinosaur guy as a kid? I feel like a lot of kids are into dinosaurs.
I mean,
because they're like monsters, but science.
Yeah, they're big, cool animals.
Yeah. Well, I've always heard rumblings and rumors that what if there's still some left over? And I'm not talking about crocodiles and weird little birds.
Yeah.
There's a place in the Congo, in Africa, called, it's called Swamp Lekaola. Lekaole. It's 49,000 square miles. Think about that. There's this crazy uninhabited swamp, 49,000 square miles. Now, what would that be? That would be like...
Bigger than Texas.
No, but would that be like 200 by 200 would be 40,000, right?
700 miles squared. Is it 49,000?
Yeah.
7,000 by 7. I'm not doing math.
Yeah, anyway.
It's a
big ass swamp.
You think there's dinosaurs in there?
A lot of people think there's dinosaurs.
I agree. You got a recipe this week? I was just waiting for a part to be like, fucking sure. Anyway, who's the comic of the week?
Oh, my God.
We'll get to it. We teased him. We teased him for next week.
Oh, dude.
We teased him for next week.
Do you want to wait and do it next week?
Yeah. I mean, you did research. You got into it.
Well, we're cutting it short if we stop now.
No, we're not. It's 53 minutes. 54 now. Got to fucking yank their dicks about the Patreon for a little while.
Do you really want to hold it over?
Yeah, why not? Now, okay. Now this is the way to do it. This is how they do it with cliffhangers. Well, dinosaurs might be real in a space that is that we can't describe mathematically because we don't know how math works.
Well, all but right.
I agree. I'll tell you this much. Mm-hmm. In the sense that there's enough unexplored space out there, and I bet you fucking Swamp Lekalolos is probably one of those places that there's no way to explore other than by air. And then we're going to hear these stories.
Yeah, and a lot of scientists and archaeologists have talked to like natives who...
Don't give it away!
Okay.
Give them one teaser. What has one native said?
One native has, they've talked to some of these really deep jungle tribes that are off the grid. They don't have access to books or computers.
So one guy with a bulldozer or anything. Triceratops.
They've given really detailed descriptions that are the exact identical to actual dinosaurs that lived millions of years ago. And the archaeologists and scientists are like, well, this guy's not, he doesn't have Google. They don't have National Geographic. Like
they do. They got one computer in the building. Give them another one. Give them another thing.
Yeah. So
all right. So there's things they.
And then there's some videos. Mm-hmm. There's some footage. There's some YouTube clips
you
that.
Gotta get into that.
Some of them look kind of CGI'd. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's Jurassic Park.
There's a movie called The Blackwell Ghost that's on, I think, Amazon Prime that I just watched. And it was like under documentaries. I'm like, ooh, okay, I'll check it out. And it's straight up, this is an okay done thing, but it's the most like YouTube videos. Like, all right, there's no way this is real. Like, I'm not buying it. And that's mm-hmm. how this whole movie, like, it's a documentary, but it's like Paranormal Activity or Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Well, this guy let us stay in his haunted house and let us set up cameras. And also, yeah, it was like, just let it be a movie, man.
Yeah.
Don't do the, because then I looked it up. I'm like, all right, this is fake. And then some website is like, two theories. It's fake or this guy really captured some phenomena. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Shut
like,
up.
It was a very blatant ripoff of all like viral marketing. Like, we just think it's real and it's found footage. But this guy's whole thing is like, I don't believe in ghosts, but I want to just go see it because I'm. You know, I need a project because I used to work on zombie movies in L.A. and I saw a YouTube video that inspired me. But like, that's why like YouTube footage is not holding a lot of water for me these days.
Mm-hmm.
So,
No, I agree, but it's still fun to watch.
Yeah,
it's a lot of bad shit on there though.
A whole
man,
a lot of bad shit on YouTube or a lot of bad shit on these dinosaurs.
YouTube. Do you know what else there's a lot of bad shit on?
What?
Do you have Amazon?
That's what I watched that movie on.
Man, unrelated, did I tell you that you probably already know this, but Loose in Chicago is on there. That
really?
That wasn't my, a lot of bad shit on there. But yeah, streaming free for if you got the Amazon Prime or whatever.
That's where they see these dinosaurs.
My lady's got the Amazon, so I've been.
That's where they see the dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazon Prime.
But there's some real bad documentaries on there. Like when you get deep into it, like, you know, the 1.5 stars, there's a ton of Bigfoot documentaries on there, but they're all shit. Just
because
what is
that's
this
when all? You realize where like somebody's like super low budget, shitty comedy movie. Like, oh, it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
That's why Loose in Chicago is on Amazon Prime.
No, there's a lot of good stuff on there. Like they start off good,
well,
but like
to
when
know
you
how
go deep.
One of my specials is on there. I didn't know about it. I would be happy to plug it.
All your specials are on there.
Really?
But Loose in Chicago is free. Like the others you have to rent or buy. But Loose in Chicago is free right now if you have Amazon Prime. And I just watch it. And
fucking hell then. Go, okay, yeah.
Had a real good Instagram post about it where I was taking a shot at you where I put it right next to like a cat show. And I was just talking about how my buddy's an assistant lighting engineer on this cat show and how cool it is that you know.
Did you put my name in it so I could see it?
No, but I'll show it to you. It's pretty funny. I think some people thought I was serious. Like, dude, Kyle's right next to him.
Oh, that's the best.
It's a good shot. Yeah. Yeah. And some people don't realize it. And let me shout this out real quick while we plug our upcoming two live shows. I've been plugging the Red Clay Show coming up September 30th in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and then October 8th we're going to be in LA. And I've been making some cool posters.
Yeah.
And but I appreciate people's interest. But on both posters it says a live recording.
Yeah.
And I've gotten dozens of inquiries of asking if we're going to record them.
People type before they think.
Yeah. Live recording. We are going to record it.
We appreciate the interaction. Mm-hmm. Somebody got pissy on the Facebook because we didn't respond.
Oh, yeah?
Right away. Not pissy, but it was like, you could have said something. I'm like, they're just sending like one sentence, like not quite, like statements. Listen, we're not good with technology. Should be lucky you're even hearing this anywhere outside of a campfire. The fucking rolled up magazine we're using a shout through. But yeah, people, like, that was the whole, like, when I was. You know, on tour, people are like, are you playing here? Just Google the name of your city and the name of the performer you'd like to see and see what comes up.
Yeah.
If something comes up that if they're playing, that search should really help out.
You were a dick to that one guy, though.
No. What was I a dick to him for? Which guy?
I don't know. Some guy just asked if you were playing in Cincinnati.
Yeah. You typed in the same machine. Are you playing in Cincinnati?
You should be glad that he gives a shit.
You should look up Kyle Kinane and there's a tour calendar.
No, it's fun to see you.
I know, I'm supposed to be fucking grateful for everybody, but get your head out of your ass. Like, thank you, all right? But God damn it, man. What?
I get it.
I know some people like the interaction thing, and I was trying to be a little bit cheeky with them. When the one guy was like, do you have any spare tickets? I'm like, no, man, they let me in for free. Like, oh, it's sold out. Like, yeah, look, I did that on another, some other late shows. Like, look who didn't believe in me and didn't get their tickets on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when they add a second show. There's no excuse.
Why don't you believe? Don't underestimate.
Yeah.
Your enjoyment in a performer, and give get the tickets.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I will give a sincere plug, and I don't have the guy's name, but I've got a few of these. Shout out to those folks in Houston and in Florida who've been suffering some natural disasters. We got a couple of real nice interactions from people saying they like just binged the Boogie Monster when their power was out, and it really took their mind off of the current hardship. So
Skip the Red Room episode, and everything else we stand by pretty much.
Yeah, but seriously, like appreciate people. Yeah, I'm glad we could be there in a time of need. But no, that does suck. Like I feel like if you never experience something like that, I think we all get spoiled of like my internet's down for an hour, but like. There are people who in Florida and Houston who still don't have power.
Yeah, yeah. So he's looking for water and food at that.
Jeez, but yeah. So, anything we could do to make the time pass a little more enjoyable? Glad we could. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to those folks who contacted us saying they enjoyed binging it during the power outage. So,
yeah, that's cool.
Good times, buddy.
All right. Well, should we scoot along here?
I guess.
Scoot along with our lives.
Did you watch the Juggalo shit this weekend?
I didn't watch anything.
No.
I watched I didn't watch the Emmys. I didn't watch a football. I didn't watch shit.
Of course you didn't watch football, but
I haven't seen any television since. I mean, I got to the room one night and I forget what A Few Good Men. I watched A Few Good Men on TBS.
Never seen that all the way
Saturday
through.
Saturday night.
Oh, we see 10 minutes here and there. And
yeah, it was all cut up.
So I know the big catchphrase line.
So, yeah, I fucked off and then would miss parts of it. But it's like a courtroom drama. But I could watch news. I'm like, no, even if it's the news you want to agree with, that's not what news should be.
Yeah.
It should be news. Not like, oh, this appeases me because it's my side.
Yeah, true.
So CNN or Fox, fuck them both. There's nothing out there to watch.
You know what I started watching the other night?
What?
Two or three episodes into Handmaid's Tale.
That's supposed to be great.
It's pretty good.
That's on Hulu, right?
Yeah. I like any like dystopian type thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very like, oh, shit. What if that happened? It's
supposed to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might start watching that tonight.
Yeah. I recommend it. I'm only three episodes in, but like the story is very like, oh, shit. What's happening? They're doing what? Yeah.
All right. So. Well, I know that one's on the list. And I'll give a heads up. We're recording this on Monday, and Shane Torres is going to be on Conan O'Brien tonight, so it's not going to help you on Tuesday, but you can probably go on the website and watch his set. I'm sure he crushed it.
Yep.
He's getting a lot of heat right now. Well-deserved. Guy Fieri named the burger after him.
No.
Really? He opened for me. He was in Cincinnati. He came down, and he opened for me. I guess there's a burger named after him.
Nice.
And Shane's like, yeah, how about giving it to me for free then?
That is funny if he has to go pay for it.
Go in and pay for a burger that's named after him.
Oh, that's funny. Good for him.
Yeah.
Former Comic of the Week, Shane Torres.
Yeah. People didn't listen to him. So we got one this week. Who's our Comic of the Week this week?
Comic of the Week, a guy I've known for a long time. I've done a bunch of shows with him in the past and actually saw him. He made a surprise cameo on television last night at the Emmys because he's one of the writers on, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Standing right behind Mr. Oliver is my buddy Josh Gondelman. Originally out of Boston, now he's based out of New York. Put out a great album about maybe a year, maybe 2 years ago called Physical Whisper. Mm-hmm. And one of the nicest guys in comedy. Like, and we've joked about that in the past. Like, that's a kind of a veiled insult when you say so-and-so is a nice guy. That just means they're not funny. But but not the case. Josh, really nice dude, but just great joke writer.
That's why I tried to be a dick, because then you can't even say that about me. So people think I'm hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Kyle. He's an asshole. Oh, his comedy must be great.
But Josh Gondelman, Comic of the Week. He writes for Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and Physical Whisper is the name of his album. And
he's on At Midnight with him.
Very nice, good stuff. Real nice guy. Very nice dude. Yeah, one of those Boston guys now doing a lot of good things. So
those Boston guys, I know it's like, the Harvard thing, but even just the guy, the comedy scene is I missed hanging out with him, but Tom Dustin was in Cincinnati. I go bananas. He was gambling there, and I was gambling at the bar I was at, so our degeneration both kept us from hanging out. But why don't you save him for Comic of the Week, then? Tom Dustin. I'll plug him next week.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Never mind. Yeah, hey, never mind.
Never mind.
Recipe? Do you want to give him that?
I do have a quick recipe. I think I've maybe mentioned this before. I don't know if it's been an official recipe, but regardless, I've added a twist to it. Something every fat ass needs to know how to make.
Ooh, I want to get
it. Is a real easy, basic caramel sauce.
A caramel sauce.
You like caramel? Some people don't like it. I like it.
I like caramel, or like when it's like when it's an option with your ice cream, you go with like the red berry, pseudo berry sauce, like a hot fudge sundae. Do you hot fudge, berry, or caramel butterscotch? I do caramel
butterscotch. I usually go with a caramel or a butterscotch. Yeah, I like caramel. It's just a very agreeable flavor.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize how simple it is. Caramel in general is basically brown sugar and butter. They're your two core ingredients. So I got I've added a twist to it just by I stumbled upon this a couple weeks ago when I was just getting creative. When you're just working with the ingredients that you have, that's the beauty of cooking. Yeah. Sometimes you don't have all the right ingredients, and you got to improvise.
You just buy the caramels,
little jazz,
and melt them.
Well, you could do that if you were a hack, but I'm doing real recipes here, Kyle.
I remember helping my mother make something, and I was unwrapping caramels. Or I may have seen a commercial where
you could totally do that.
I got the ideal commercial confused with my childhood.
I do love those little square caramels. I used to steal those all the time in the grocery store.
You know what sucks dicks are those cow's tail things.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Got real heated about that.
Yeah, those do suck dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway, go on.
All right. Caramel sauce. Real basic. Take a cup of brown sugar, whether it be dark or light brown, whatever you like, and throw that in a saucepan, a little soup pan, saucepan. Throw in a half a stick of butter, or 4 tablespoons, or 4 ounces. It's all the same. Or it could be half. Not did I say half a tablespoon? Half a cup of butter is what I meant.
Yeah, like 4 ounces is a lot more than 4 tablespoons.
No, it's about the same. Yeah, I think with the metrics are different.
We were buying mushrooms today.
Yeah, half a stick of butter. All right. A cup of brown sugar. Let's just call it a cup of butter. But I never like calling it a cup of butter because you can't just put butter in a cup. So half a stick. Half a stick of butter. Throw that in there together.
Butter in a cup.
Put it on medium to low heat. You don't want to burn that butter or scorch it or anything. A couple minutes of stirring that thing over the heat. It's all going to incorporate the brown sugar and the butter. It's going to create this little gelatinous glob. Then hit it with just a dash of milk, maybe 2 tablespoons of milk. Then this is my little trick, and it sounds weird, but it works. And you can't overdo it because it'll overpower the flavor. But just maybe a half spoonful of sour cream. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a spoon, half a spoon of sour cream. Stir that shit in there, and you're going to have that brown sugar, buttery caramel flavor with just a hint of like this really nice creamy sour cream hit. So, yeah. Yeah, cup of brown sugar, half a stick of butter, a little bit of milk, a little bit of sour cream, low heat, mix that shit up, let it cool. It'll only take about 5 minutes to get all that melted, incorporated. Throw it in the fridge for 30 minutes to an hour. Boom, you got you some nice, cool caramel sauce.
That's 2 recipes they got today.
Yeah,
fuck that's a true. Monster, you got 2 recipes.
Mm-hmm.
What's drawn butter?
Drawn butter is like what you would use to dip like crab legs and seafood shit.
Oh, no, I know what but it's for, there's but
a,
why is it?
There's a technique where they melt it down and then they scoop the it. When butter is melted properly, it separates, kind of like in the cheese making process where the curd separates from the whey. Drawn butter is when you scoop that top layer of fat off and get that out of there.
Wait, curds and whey is what cheese separates when you melt it?
Yeah.
So in what?
No. Like in the cheese making process, cheese, I believe, and I'm not a cheese expert, but the Reader's Digest version, cheese is a combination of the curd and the whey. A cheese curd is when you separate that top layer of the curd, and you just have that, and that's a difference between cheese and a cheese curd. like a Wisconsin cheese curd. They just scoop off that top layer, and that's the curd. So kind of the same concept with drawn butter.
So when the regular cheeses, it mixed together, and that makes it the one consistent.
Mm-hmm. I believe. I'm not a cheese expert, but that's what I've been told.
I'm not a cheesemonger.
Yeah.
That's the name of a cheese.
Yeah, I know. I always laugh at cheesemonger and fishmonger.
It seems like, just like some an guy, insult, yeah.
Just some guy with just a bunch of slave fish.
Yeah, monger always seems kind of rough.
But yeah, well, so that's the deal with drawn butter.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we did it.
It's just a bunch of insight. Yeah, sorry we didn't get to the topic.
I don't think
I had every intention.
More people come up like, oh, yeah, I made that chili. Nobody's been like, ah, I believe in ghosts now. Like, never once is that. Like, man, you didn't convince me at all on your conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest, they like the recipes. But
anything to plug?
Oh, this comes out Tuesday. Toronto. I'm going to be in Toronto this weekend at the JFL 42 Fest on Sunday night and Tuesday night. I'll be around there. Check the schedule for JFL 42 in Toronto. I'll be at the Altercation Fest, JT Haberstadt's Altercation Fest in Austin, Texas on next Wednesday, which is...
Shit. Is it 26th?
I'm going to look at the... Shane just texted me. He thinks he did well on the Conan set, so I'm excited to see it.
Nice.
27th, Austin. And then that's that weekend, 28th through the 30th is...
Red Clay. Yeah, Atlanta. Come see us. We're the 28th. We're doing the... The 30th, we're doing the podcast, the live recording.
Uh-huh.
And then the night before, you're doing a big show?
When I'm doing the regular show, but yeah, we'll be around. We'll be hanging out there.
This week, I'll be, for the LA folks, I'll be in Burbank at Flappers Comedy Club. I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, doing 5 shows. In the main room Thursday, I'm in the Yoo-Hoo room Friday and Saturday.
Dave made the hand job motion when he said Yoo-Hoo room.
Yoo-Hoo. Something, something Ovaltine joke. So, yeah, come see me at Flappers. I'm doing a longer set. Not like a full hour, but long by Los Angeles comedy terms. So,
A good meaty sandwich. A good meaty sandwich from Dave Stone.
Yeah, that's true. Big beef sandwich.
Yeah, oh, big beef Dave Stone.
That's me.
The Boogie Monster. We'll be right back.